God and face the glory, crowned of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, he's our boy, thy husband, and I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to the highway. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and Almighty God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather in your name, and also online and in this church on this first Sunday in March, which we start our first Sunday in Lent. We thank you for your grace that you show us every day when we are. Thank you for the continued sustenance and the protection that you give us even when we are not aware of it or we don't think about it. It is only because of your grace that we are here today alive. And we thank you for the good health and strength that you have given us in our bodies to gather here, and also the freedom and the opportunity to gather in your name in this country. And we thank you for the privilege that you give us, Lord. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us so that we could become your children. And thank you for making us your children through your Son, Jesus Christ. As we start our Lenten journey this week, Lord, we pray that you help us to reflect on our lives and to renounce and repent and reject the things that we need to do these days, to meditate on your word more and to pray, spend time in praying for ourselves and for others. Enable us, Lord, by your good spirit to worship you in truth and in spirit today. Let your presence be felt in our hearts and in our minds, and your presence be here today as we take part in the service, in the word, and also in the communion, that we will be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit as we go from this place. All honor and glory be to you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
I know there are times.
Now we'll do the responsive reading, which is Psalm 103. We will read verses 1 through 18. If you can all stand, if you are able, it is on page 824 in the blue hymnal.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forgive not all God's iniquities.
Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
Who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle's.
The Lord who worked vindication and justice for all who are oppressed and has made known God's way to Moses, God's act to the peoples of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
The Lord will not always chill nor harbor anger forever.
The Lord does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities.
For as the heaven are high above the earth, so great is the Lord's salvation love towards the faithful.
As far as the east is from the west, so far does the Lord remove our transgressions from us.
As a father showed compassion to his children, so the Lord showed compassion to the faithful.
For the Lord knows our frame and remembers that we are dust.
As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it and it's gone, and its place know it no more.
But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon the faithful
and the righteous of the Lord to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and do his commands. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thank you to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now. As a church family, we come before God and share our prayers of blessings, share with each other and also with God, to thank God for all the blessings that we receive from God. And also it's a time that we come together and share our burdens and concerns with each other and also with God, and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. That God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. In trusting in that promise, let us go to God in prayer and raise up our prayers of blessing so that we can thank God together, and also prayers of concerns and burdens, share and lift them up to God. The last page of the bulletin lists the prayer requests that we pray for regularly. Some of the call outs that I will make now are about some people and also some items. Please use this as a prayer list for your regular prayers and your personal prayers on a daily basis. Continue to pray for Penny. I talked to her yesterday. She's in good spirits and she's walking, and she is improving much better than she even thought, which is good. So we are grateful to God for restoring her, and hopefully she will be joining us very soon. But keep her in our prayers and her family as they deal with this. She's home.
Okay.
She's home. And she had a home therapist that came a couple of times, but she doesn't think she's needed anymore, which is a good thing. So I'm glad to hear that good news from that. So please keep her in our prayers for his continued recovery. As I said, pray for Wayne and also Cal. She was not feeling well last night. I'm glad that you're here today. But amen. God is good, and we'll keep you in our prayers. That is our strength. So keep Carol in our prayers too. And Martha is online. She's sounding better. Are you okay, Martha?
Yes, I have a praise. My echocardiogram was good, so now I will have chemo this coming Wednesday.
Okay, praise God for that, and keep her in our prayers for the chemo as well. Continue to pray for Jean McBrayer. And she's on the same now, or is she improving any?
A little bit. About the same.
About the same. So keep her in our prayers. She needs strength in her body so she can walk around without falling. So please keep her in our prayers. I was talking to Terry about Ian, and he's in somewhere in Germany.
Yes.
So keep him in our prayers for our servicemen. Let's be thankful for the services that they are doing for us. And also pray for world peace, and I don't have to tell you about that. That they will not, this war will not escalate, and God will bring about changes in the hearts of the leaders of the world so that they can stop this war and talk about peace. So let us keep particularly Putin and also the Ukraine people and leaders in our prayers. And also I heard from Terry that his mom Eleanor is doing much better. She's in good spirits as she's doing her with her chemo. So that is, thank you for your prayers, and continue to keep her in our prayers.
Thank you all so much for prayers.
Sure. And Guillermo is here. I'm glad to see you here every Sunday. And he's doing much better. And, you know, prayer works.
Yes.
And that is our strength. Yes. And remember that when we go through difficult times, there's a lot of other people praying for us.
Yes.
So continue to be strong, and God is good. And he will be there for you in the chemo that you're continuing to do. And also, Liliana, stay strong. And I shared about Brian, the young doctor who is recovering in the rehab after the accident. He is doing much better. So keep continuing to pray for him for a full recovery, for his healing. And JD shared a couple of names today, Avery Tate and Kay Smith. And there is one more person, he will let me know later. Keep them in our prayers. They have various sicknesses they are going through now, and their families as well. When you have somebody in a terminal illness, the family is affected as well. So they need a lot of prayers also. Last week, Paul is not online today, but Ruth, she used to be a member of our previous church that we have been part of. Please keep her in our prayers as she started her chemo. And also Robert shared about his neighbor Jan. Keep her in our prayers as well, as she is also diagnosed with cancer. Please keep Gene Barrington in our prayers. He was here last Sunday, and he had a hip surgery, as you all know. And he hurt his back again yesterday, so he had to go to the emergency. But his back, he needs a few days of rest. He's supposed to preach next Sunday, and he said he would be able to. If not, Miss Lou will be doing that, or they will switch. But keep him in our prayers for a full recovery. And also pray for Bob Donald as he continuing in his stay with the local assisted facility here. Pray for his family as well for the future arrangements for him. Continue to pray for our nation and our leaders, our president, and the leaders of our country who make decisions, especially when it comes to defense and also many things that happen in our daily life. Pray for our governors and local leaders so that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things and make the right decisions. And let us continue to keep our service workers in our prayers, our doctors and nurses and grocery clerks and delivery people, trash workers, many, many others, farmers who work even in the middle of this big pandemic. They have been working hard, and let us pray for their safety, their family safety, and also for grace for them to continue what they are doing. Those are the mentions that I wanted to call out. Are there any other call out? Yes.
This Pastor Franklin, his name is Steve Reeves, and he's just a wonderful man, always has been, a great preacher. But anyway, his 46-year-old daughter drug overdose and died. So that's going to be a hard one for him.
We prayed for him a couple of Sundays
ago.
It's another?
Steve Reeves, yeah. He's just been in Franklin and been, you know, the pastor for everybody out there.
Okay.
So it's going to be hard for him to deal with his daughter.
Okay, please keep Steve Reeves, the pastor in North Carolina, whose daughter died. Please pray for him and his family for peace and comfort. If there are no other call-outs, let's go to God in prayer, and I, with a few moments of silent prayer first, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us together to come before you and with our prayers of blessings as well as our prayers of concerns and burdens. Thank you, God, for the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world. Not our choice, but it was your choice. And we thank you for all the joys and the blessings that you shower upon us every day. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection, even in the midst of evil and danger around us. We thank you for your grace and mercy that cover us every day. We also come before you looking up to you for our needs. Many of us are burdened with many things, Lord. And many of us are broken in many ways, in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirits. But the scripture says that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, even when the youths grow tired and weary and the young men stumble and fall. We come before you trusting your promise that you will be there answering our prayers according to your time and your grace and your will. When we are lonely, you become our friend. And when we go through life's sorrows and grief, you become our comforting place and you become our peace. We lift up all of those who need your guidance and protection at this time, particularly those who we have named here today. We thank you for the grace and the continued progress in Penny's health. Be with her and her family. Recover back to normal for her so that she can come back and worship with us, Lord. We thank you for the good news about Martha's health and continue to be with her. As she continues with her chemo next week. We thank you for the healing that you have given to Wayne as he goes back to the surgery. Lord, make it a successful surgery this time that he will be completely recovered, back to normal without any complications. Be with the doctors and nurses. And also, we pray for Carol. Give her peace and also health and strength in her body during this time. We pray for Jean McBrayer. Bless her, Lord, with your comforting presence and peace as she's looking for her strength in her body. We pray that you will touch her with your healing hand and strengthen her in her body and your spirit. And we also thank you for bringing Linda here today. Bless her with your peace and comforting presence every day, Lord. We pray for Ruth and Jan. Bless them, Lord, as they start their chemo process during this time. Bless them with your peace and their families with your grace, Lord. We pray for Avery Tate and Kay Smith. Bless them, Lord, with your healing hand and touch them, that they will be comforted and healed. Above all, we pray for peace in their hearts and also for their families. And we pray for the family of Steve Reeves in North Carolina. Yeah, they, as they are grieving at their daughter, We pray for your grace and above all your peace and your comforting presence during this time, Lord. We thank you for the continued progress in the health of Brian as he's recovering from the accident. Bless the Lord. Bless him, Lord, with you, a complete recovery so that he can get back to normal soon. We pray for Gene Barrington as we heard about his back being hurt again. Touch him, Lord, with your healing hand and restore his strength back to normal so he can come back to church next Sunday as we have planned to preach. And let your spirit be with him and comfort him and heal him and his also his family. We thank you for the great news about Eleanor Nicholson. Continue to be with her and keep her in good spirits and strengthen her in her body and her spirit. We also pray for Ian as he's serving in the services during this difficult time. Bless him, Lord, with your presence and help him to understand that God is there to cover him with his love and protection every day. We pray for all of our service workers at this time. Thank you for their services, and also we pray for their families to give them peace and also keep them safe, Lord. And we pray that you will bring an end to this war and all those leaders to be changed in their hearts and minds, that they will talk about peace, that we can enjoy peace in this world. We pray for our nation, our president, our vice president, our leaders of the Congress and governors of the states and many other people in local governments making decisions that affect our daily lives. We pray for your wisdom to guide them, Lord, that they will do the right things and make the right decisions also. We pray for our service workers, our doctors and nurses, our grocery clerks and delivery people, our mailmen, our military, fire and police, a lot of others who work day and night serving us. We thank you for their services. At the same time, we pray for them, for their safety, and pray for peace in their families and in their lives. We thank you for this time that you have given us together to come and worship you, Lord. Bless us with your presence, Lord. And also as we meditate on your word, during this Lent season, help us to renew and reflect on our lives so that we can renounce and reject those things that we need to renounce and reject, and to repent for those things that we need to repent and have a renewed life as we approach Easter, Lord. Help us and guide us during this time. Bless us today as we take part in the communion, that we will be empowered by the Holy Spirit, that we can be faithful and powerful for you, to witness for your love and compassion and care in this world in the days to come. We pray all this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, Father of heavenly lights. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings and the gifts that you give us today, Lord, as we come before you with a portion of what you have given us financially take this offering and use it for your glory and blessing, Lord, so that we can be a blessing to this world. We thank you for all the opportunities that you give us, Lord. Help us to give gracefully and joyfully so that your kingdom will be lifted up and your name will be glorified in our midst, in this community and around the world. As we continue with our service, bless us with your presence and meditate on our word and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we remain standing, we will read the scripture, which is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5, verses 25 through 34.
A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors, and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I can just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and living Word, as we come before your Word, give us a humble and obedient spirit, Lord. Open our hearts and illumine our spirits so that we can receive your Word, so that it become life and spirit in us, and also it will become life and spirit to this world through us, Lord. Help us to be obedient and humble before your Word. Open our hearts and our minds to receive your word today. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture we heard today is about a woman who was healed from her sickness by a mere touch of her hand on Jesus' garments. So a touch of faith. As we read there today that Jesus asked the crowd around him, "Who touched me?" And everybody was like looking around and saying, "What is he talking about?" They're all, you know, crowding around him and pushing him from each other, and he was in the middle of a crowd and everybody's touching everybody, including Jesus. Then he's asking the people, "Who touched me?" Many times we are here today gathered as one people in church. And we have, you know, however many people, there are small churches and big churches with big crowds. Even in the middle of all of that crowd and groups that worship together, Jesus is feeling the touch of certain people. Even today, while we are here. I don't know who that is, but Jesus knows somebody is touching him today. And he knows why he or she is touching him. So it is not about a group of worship that we are doing. Our touch with Jesus is personal. No matter how many people push against Jesus, including the pastors, it doesn't matter. But there are certain touches that he can sense and he can feel it. So when we come together and gather here together, remember that Jesus is here today. And he is feeling your touch. And the touch of faith matters a lot. And this woman never realized what was going to happen. She did not know what she was doing, but she knew that this person, Jesus, could do something in her life that she needed. And she needed a healing. A healing in her body without anybody knowing it. That's what she wanted. Many times we are like that. We have certain things in our life that we don't want anybody else to know. In this particular woman's situation, she had a condition that she doesn't want anybody else to know, even though the custom and the laws at that time were against her, as a woman particularly with this kind of disease of having bleeding, they consider that unclean, even in churches at that time. The Jewish church considered that to be unclean, to have somebody have that kind of disease. So they leave them out. We don't want you in church anymore. Come back after you are healed. The healing place that is supposed to be healing people spiritually and physically try to separate you and get you out of there and saying that you come back after healing. Then what is your ministry? That is what we are as Christians need to understand here today. We are not to separate people or exclude people based on any conditions that they have. It could be anything, spiritual. It may be an alcoholic, it may be a drug addict. It may be somebody that we don't agree with their beliefs. Or we are not to exclude people because Jesus feels the touch of everybody, regardless of what we feel about them or what we think about them. It is not what the church or the group thinks about them. It is about what Jesus feels about those people. So this woman was going through a lot of struggle in her life. As we read her that she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and spent all the money she had. She's poor and broke and nobody wants her around. Even the church does not want her around. But when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment because she thought, if I touch his clothes, I will be healed. If I touch his clothes, many times we don't take that step to touch him. We are afraid, and there are reasons for this woman to be afraid. First of all, she's a woman. And in Jewish customs, women do not touch the prophets, the religious leaders, without their consent or without them knowing. But she decided to take a bold step. She knew this was not just merely a prophet. Here is one who can touch me and I can touch him, that things will change and things will happen in my life. So she took a bold step to touch him. Not only that she wanted to hide it from others, but also she didn't know that Jesus was going to know it, probably. Because if Jesus was a Jewish prophet, that's what people thought at that time. Now, if she touched, and knowing her condition as a woman, if she touched Jesus, it would be a big problem with the religious laws at that time. She would be punished, maybe even stoned to death if she had done that. But Jesus broke all of that barriers, all of those laws that were restricting her and restraining her in her condition. So the world will tell you, when you have a limitation, the world will tell you, so you have a limitation, you stay there where you are in that limitation. But Jesus says, no, you are not going to be there limited in that situation. I want you to get out of it. That's what Jesus wants you to do. We are limited by many, many things in our lives. Spiritual limitations, physical limitations, mental limitations. Many of those things are binding us to limit ourselves to reaching our real potential in our lives that God wants us to reach. But God can take us out of that limitation and use us for His glory and the blessing of this world if we reach out and touch Him. And Jesus will feel that touch. Sometimes our age makes us feel like we are limited, don't we? As we grow older. It is real. It's real in our lives that as we grow older, we become limited. Absolutely. But our limitations are based on what we think about ourselves many times, aren't we? God can use us even in our limitations. And God wants to use us in the limitations that we have. George Burns one of those comedians who lived to 100 years old, he used to say that, you get old when your children look middle-aged. Isn't that true? When your children have children, we know we are getting old. But that the age is not that the stage in our life, but it is about a time in our life that God will use us differently. It may not be the same way that He has used us before. It may be a different way that God will be using us. It may be through ministering to somebody in the hospital or the doctor's office. Who knows? God gives us new opportunities that every day that gives us in many different ways. Do we look at it that way, going to the doctor's office or going to a procedure for in the hospital? That's a new opportunity. We never know. But some places that we don't want to be in is the places that God wants to be in sometimes, because you are going to be used in that place for somebody else. Remember that. And that is what God does that in our lives when we find ourselves limited. We all have limitations in our lives. Sometimes we think other people, when they are happy and jolly every day, they say, that person doesn't have a problem like I do. That's not true. Every one of us has problems. And each of us has our own problems. It may be personal, it may be family, it may be health related, no matter what it is. We all go through problems. And there was a, Chuck Swindoll wrote a book, and I can't remember the name of that book, and he talks about a man who went to see a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist could not get him to snap out of his depression, no matter what he told him. So the man explained his depression and shared his story and cried out to him, you know, what can I do? So the psychiatrist told him, tonight I want you to go to the circus in town. There was a circus going on in town. And they have a clown named Great Rinaldi, a clown in that circus. He's the funniest clown that I know. So whenever I go to see that clown, he makes me happy and lifts my spirit. So he suggested him to go and see that clown in the circus. And the man responded, you don't understand, doctor. I am the Great Rinaldi. So that's what happens. Even the people who put up these shows before you, they have something behind them, you know, that is hurting them, that people never know. But there is good news that even in the midst of those things, that there is a God who knows our touch, who knows our situation, our condition, even when the world doesn't know it. We are not feeling alone, victimized by our deficiencies. The saying is that misery loves company, and it is true that there is a plenty of company. But the Bible teaches that we don't have to be a victim to our limitations. God wants us to have victory over them. So this woman definitely had a lot of problems that is going on her, not only emotional but also spiritual as well as physical. But she did not allow her defects to defeat her. Many times defeat comes because we allow situations to defeat ourselves. She said, if I may touch his garments. Our attitude toward our limitation determines whether or not we can launch past our limitation. A disabled woman once said that she could never escape from her prison of pain. No matter what kind of tablets and pills that she taking, she's still in pain. But then she found out one day while she was praying that there's a lot of living that you can do with pain. Amen. Even in the midst of pain, there is living that we can find. So when we find this woman who touched Jesus' garment and made whole, we are to take that first step to touch in Jesus in faith. And Jesus will know that what our limitations are and what he can do to release us from our limitations. Look to the Lord in our limitation. As Paul says, when he had a limitation in his body, he said, there is a thorn in my body, and I asked God to remove it several times, but it was never removed. But he was given a promise that my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength will become perfect in your weakness. God's strength become perfect in our weakness. Jesus asked her, who touched me? Because he said, my power went out from me. When God's power touches you, you are not by yourself alone, you are with God. And then she came and confessed before God and before Jesus. And Jesus told her that your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. God is here today to free us from our suffering and our limitations, whatever it be. I don't know if you remember that young girl, Amy Copeland, who was a student in UGA, happened in somewhere in 2012. She was a student in UGA doing her master's, and she had a zip line accident. It was in the news all over the place. It reminds me every time I think about it, because we lived closer to her at that time in Snellville. We lived in Lilburn. And she attended the Snellville High School before she went to college. And she went on a camping trip and had a zip line that she took, and it broke, and she fell down. And in the swamp that she fell, she had a little wound in her leg. It was a very minor wound, not much. But there was something more to that. As she was admitted in the hospital in the next couple of days, they found that she had a flesh-eating bacteria that affected her. And she lost both her limbs, her hands, and her legs. A 24-year-old woman, she was doing her master's degree. And we were all shocked by that as neighborhood, and we had big gatherings to pray for her and all of that stuff in Snellville at that time. But she went through all of that years of treatment and depression and agony and all that things that she had to go through. Even during that time, she could not find her 2-year-old boyfriend anymore. She never came back. He never came back. You talk about depression during this time. But the family supported her, the community supported her, and she came back and restored her life together. She got a wheelchair, and her home was adapted, rebuilt with adaptation with the handicapped rails and all of that. In 2014, she plunged into a great depression. She was filled with the fear having a life to spend without love, without nobody to support her. But from that depression, she prayed to God, and she started a new life. And you can see pictures of her online now, kayaking and doing exercise on the biking and all of that stuff. Recently, she came on news last year, because she was living in the downtown Atlanta in an apartment. And she had a special van that was fitted with handicap facilities that she can use to go to work every day. And she was working full time. One fine morning when she woke up to go to work, her van was gone. She didn't know what to do. So she decided not to give up on that. The next next morning, she woke up early in the morning, 2 hours early in the morning, and decided to take her wheelchair and rode through downtown Atlanta to her work. It took her 90 minutes to get her to work. The van was never found, but there was another organization that donated her a van for her later on. But I'm saying that our limitations can sometimes make us depressed. But if we go beyond that and trust in a God who is more powerful than any of our limitations, He can free us from that limitations. Like Amy Copeland, who is running a charity now also along with her full-time job, amycopeland.org, if you can look it up. And what she is doing is working with companies and other people to get donations and help people in similar situations to have wheelchairs and handicap facilities built for them in their homes, things like that. She's doing through her foundation. So we can be used even in our limitations, regardless of what we are. And she also travels around the U.S. speaking to young people about how to come limited by your own situations, but to overcome those things so that you can be used for the blessing of others in this world. So this is the thing that we learn from this woman who was healed, who stretched out her hand and touched Jesus. And the power of God will flow out from His presence when we reach out and touch Him in faith. No matter how many other people touch Him, it may be the people that you consider closer to Jesus, the apostles, the Pauls, and the Peters, and the pastors or the bishops, No matter how many other people touch him, your touch is important to him. And he will feel the power that goes out from him when somebody touches him with faith. Christ did not come to do away with our suffering. He did not come to explain it, but he came to fill it with his presence. That is what one of the preachers says. He promises his presence for us in the middle of our pain and our limitations. Pains make us stronger. There is a saying, if it does not kill you, it will make you strong. That's what it does. So go in the power of the Holy Spirit today as we start Lent, knowing that when we reach out and touch Jesus, he is there to feel our pain and suffering, and his power will save us from our limitations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. As we come before the table today, come knowing that God's power is always there to be shared with you. As long as we have that faith, come with faith today to this table. Take part in this table so that we can be empowered by the Spirit of God as we go from this place. If you can turn with me to the laminated insert that you can find in your pulpit, in your pews, we can follow that for the communion service. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us new covenant with water and the Spirit. During this Lent time, as we come before you, God, help us, Lord, to reject our evil habits and renounce those things that we need to renounce, and also repent of our sins during this time and reflect on our lives. On the night to which he gave himself for us, he took bread, he gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave it to his disciples and said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in thanksgiving and praise as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here today and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all our honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. The ushers will guide you and come forward and take up this, take part in this table. Let us pray. Let us give thanks to God for this holy mystery. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is, "There is a fountain filled with blood." Unite. It's on page 622 in the blue book. We'll sing 1, 2 and 3. 622.
Wash off my sins away. Wash off.
Dear darling Lamb, Thy precious blood can never be found. Heal all the lands and sons of God.
Dear people of God, God can use our praying for the glory of God and also for the blessing of others. Allow God to fulfill His plans in our pain and in our suffering so that the beauty of God will be reflected in our lives as new life as we look forward to the Lent season. Go in the peace knowing that God is there with you, feeling every touch that we make. In the name of the Father and Son of the Holy Spirit, go in peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.